What do you go by as an artist? How do people refer to you?
They call me Teddy or Mr. Montclair or Montclair. Teddy
So for
Montclair
your
is the first and last.
design or clothes, do they call you Teddy or do they say Montclair Clothing?
It's well, Montclair is my like last name alias, so it's like Teddy Montclair, so it's the first and last, and pretty much you just call
Okay.
me. I said they call me Teddy though, like everybody calls me Teddy. It's just they know like
Okay.
that the last name is Montclair.
The one thing that I shared with you before, the one thing that really impressed me about what you're doing is that African Americans and Africans in general have been in the business of making clothes and textiles for hundreds of years. Many of the Africans that came from West Africa were in the business, were known for their textiles. I mean, we think about kente cloth. Kente cloth comes from West Africa, and it was the cloth that the royal families, royal members would wear in West Africa. And so what you're doing really is right in line with that long tradition. And so it wasn't even when the Europeans were enslaving Africans, they would specifically go after certain tribes of Africans for the skill that they already had. They weren't training them. They were slaving them because certain tribes had certain kinds of skill already. And so, what you're doing reminds me so much, of that history. As I was saying, Kente cloth is really from the Ashanti Kingdom, which is in Ghana, and the Ashanti tribe were known for their very, very intricate weaving technology. And then when you come to, Africans in America as slaves, a lot of people don't even know that Abraham Lincoln's wife, her seamstress, her dressmaker was an ex-slave. And so when I think about all that history, yeah, that's deep, right? When I think about all that history and I think of what you are now doing as an entrepreneur, starting from the ground up, and especially being self-taught, I mean, that's amazing in and of itself.
It took a while to
So,
get to this like point.
what has been the biggest challenge for you?
So far is finding that one person to put the screen print design or embroidery on my shirts and consistently. So like I find myself going to a different, and that is where I'm just trying to find that one person who can literally do everything I need in one. So now I don't have to keep going and like spreading myself thin. It's hard to find a consistent person who gives you like good prices on bulk purchases. So
Right,
like those
right.
three things have been like my major struggles, just finding somebody who can give me a good price with bulk purchases, finding somebody who can be consistent and knows both embroidery and screen printing, and the consistency. Those three things have
Right.
been like my top three issues, which is running my own.
And so it sounds like to me, if you had the opportunity to get your hands on your own embroidery machine yourself, then
Oh
that
yeah,
would
I'll, yeah,
alleviate that,
definitely.
and you teach yourself how to do that as well.
Yeah, I do a mixture of
Wow.
learning hands-on, and then I do a mixture of reading also. I'm more of a hands-on learner, but you also need
Okay.
the reading aspect just to get the minor details that you might miss out on. But for the most part, I YouTube everything because YouTube has literally everything you'll ever need at like a
Wow.
dispose at your disposal. Yeah, literally. I know how to how to do embroidery. I know how to screen print with using the paints, and I also know how to do that like the regular digital screen printing and the shirt press with using the shirt press. Like I know how to use all that because I use YouTube. And like I just got to get the equipment, and then once I get the equipment, I'm gonna make it all in-house. So therefore, I'm the one that makes everything. I don't have to go nowhere. All I'll need is like a graphic designer, if anything. But due to my like my studies in college. I know a little bit of graphic design, so all I gotta do is sharpen up my skills.
So what is the name of your company? And if somebody wants to get some of your hats or some of your t-shirts or some of your hoodies, how can they get them?
Right now, you have to follow me on Instagram, which is aura_nation, and send me a direct message. Mainly when I publicize everything, I put it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all social media platforms. I'm working on my website right now. Those are like the tricky, intricate parts about having a brand is the website. I'm working on that. Once I get that up and running, I'm gonna have the website, and that'll be, ready to go. But right now, you can DM me. You can find me on social media personally with Teddy Montclair, and you can just send me a direct message. Hey man, I would like to, purchase some of your products. I also do like customs, so like if people want to get a custom down, you can just DM me and let me know like, hey, I want a custom. Tell me your colorways and stuff, and then I'll send it out to you with your address and everything.
So custom
I'm going
hats,
about it.
custom hats
Custom.
you make.
Yep, custom hats. I'll do sweatsuits. I'll do t-shirts. Pretty much anything I could customize it for you. So like if I could find a cup for you, or if you want a fanny pack, I'll do the research and get to it.
Nice. And spell the name of your company one more time so people know exactly how to find it.
It's a AURA_NATION.
Wow, nice. So listen, I like to tell everybody the best way to find a good entrepreneur is to find an entrepreneur who's a self-starter, somebody who started from scratch, because that means they know the value of a dollar. They're committed to working hard and they're driven. So what you're doing is called guerrilla economics, and that's just all about getting this done on your own and making it happen and being able to take the bull by the horns and having control of your own destiny. And that's the most important thing. And that's one of the things that I'd like to cover on Reclaiming History, airing on WOOC 105.3 FM, the Sanctuary for Independent Media. So, Teddy, listen, thank you so much. It's been
No
great
problem.
chatting with you. And I wish you the best and look forward
Thank
to
you.
you being live on the air with us this coming Friday.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.